take it,
council, so. And council's correspondence was read by the special counsel. He's gonna take it up with Tim directly.
Okay, so that matter's gonna be, that matter is gonna be addressed by the planning commission at this point.
That's correct.
Very good.
Yeah, it should, it can't be addressed by us yet.
The next item on there is we have a request to use the room here on September 25th at 5:30 by Hickory Hills Estates.
Make a motion to approve the request by Hickory Hills under the usual conditions.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ratification of virtual class developing township budget.
I'll make a motion to approve sending the township secretary treasurer to the virtual class on developing the township budget.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Approval for budgeting of QuickBooks virtual class for September 25th.
I'll make a motion to approve sending the township secretary treasurer to the budgeting with QuickBooks virtual class.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Dave, did you have a question?
No.
Thanks, Dave.
Backtrack LLC application.
I don't think there was anything there. We had a little bit of a discussion about that.
Yeah, no official, we talked about it a little bit at the workshop. There's no official action to be taken yet by the township.
Approval for the LSA application.
It's that time of year again. The Monroe County LSA program is open until September 30th. You're an eligible applicant, and I would like permission to apply again this year for the security doors, the walkway, the parking lot paving, the roof replacement project. It can't hurt us to try.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Next one's planning commission request appointment of an alternate member.
I think we should table that since the planning board didn't get together to discuss it.
Also, I have someone else that's interested in talking.
And spoke to me about it.
So I'll make a motion we continue that till the next meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
How about that? Takes us right to 7:15.
Right.
We're filling at 7:15.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
There you go.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So fast.
Not a juror, huh? Usually it's a motion to pay the bills and adjourn, but we can't tonight.
No.
We're not there yet.
Not there yet.
I want you to copy that legal.
You've got a couple minutes, but did you want to just give an overview for the folks in attendance of what we're about to do?
I'm gonna do that.
Thank you.
All right, we're about to, it's not quite 7:15 yet, we're about to embark on a conditional use hearing for the auto zone. Conditional use is a use that's permitted by the township in a specific zone, provided that certain conditions are met. In regards to the auto zone, this has been reviewed by the planning commission of the township, and it's been recommended for approval with certain conditions. The purpose of the conditional use hearing is to allow them to make a presentation to the Board of Supervisors, because the planning commission has heard it plenty of times, and one member of the board is also on the planning commission, so he's heard this about 17 times in the past year and a half. But the other two supervisors are not really aware, so they're going to be listening very intently to the testimony that's presented. By law, we have to have a court reporter present to take down everything, and Leah White is here from the court reporter's office, and she'll be swearing people in as they testify and also taking down their testimony. The purpose of this hearing is to actually have public comment also after the initial presentation is made by AutoZone. You'll have an opportunity to comment. I'll ask you when the hearing opens if you desire to be a party to the proceedings. And if you are a party to the proceedings, that means you can ask questions of the witnesses. But in order to be a party, you have to be adversely affected by the application. So you would have to be a close neighbor in order to be a party to the hearing. If there's anybody here that has counsel or is represented by counsel, you can enter your appearance at when we open the record. But it will be done, and even though it's in a formal proceeding, the rules of evidence are relaxed, and it's actually more informal than formal. The law just requires that we have a record of the proceeding. So I'm going to open it up shortly. Mr. Williams, open it up, and then we'll go over the actual ground rules so that they're on the record.
It's fine.
I have 7:15.
Yeah, I'd like to recess the Milford Township meeting and call a conditional use hearing to order for AutoZone.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 I'll turn the meeting over to Tony, our solicitor.
All right, thank you, everyone, and good evening. My name is Anthony Magnotta, and I'm the solicitor for Milford Township. We have an application from AutoZone Incorporated with regard to an AutoZone store on Route 6 and 209. The property owner is Milford Farmhouse, a limited partnership, and AutoZone Development LLC is the actual applicant. And at this time, I'm going to ask the persons who will be speaking on behalf of AutoZone to please identify yourself for the court reporter. Let's start within the room.
In the room, okay, Mike. You want me to stand up? Or?
Yes,
yes, please.
Please use the microphone. Yes.
Hi, I'm Bill Smith from AutoZone, Real Estate Development Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you.
Also, there, I noticed that online there's the MDM Conference Center.
Yes.
Good evening, folks. This is Carmen DiDiano with MDM Surveyors and Engineers. We are the civil engineers on the project working for AutoZone.
Carmen, is there anyone there with you?
No, I'm by myself.
Okay. I can call him Carmen because I've also heard him about 15 times over the last 17 months. But thank you, Mr. DiDiano. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Now, we're going to open up the hearing shortly, but I just want everybody to understand the ground rules are that the applicant has the burden of going forward and presenting their case as to whether they meet the burden for conditional use. And that burden is, first of all, to show what it is they're doing, show that it's not going to adversely affect the character of the neighborhood, and also show that it's not going to adversely burden Milford Township or any of its improvements or any of our services. So in order to do that, they'll have to present some testimony as to what it is they're doing and how they intend to carry on their business. A lot of what you're going to hear up here is probably repetitive to what you've seen in the application, but for those of you who are here for this hearing, I'd like to, first of all, by a show of hands, see who's here for this hearing. Okay. And are any of you desirous of being a party to the hearing? Okay, so let me first, if you could, I'll start with the gentleman with the red cap on. What is your name, sir, and where do you live?
Dean Quirk, Milford Town Green Lane. My property butts up to AutoZone.
Can you spell your last name for the court reporter?
Quirk.
Thank you, Mr. Quirk. The woman sitting next to you.
Arlene Quirk.
Okay.
Town Green.
And you are Mr. Quirk's wife?
Yes.
Okay.
The better half.
Sir?
Yeah, my name is Henry Mocko, M-O-C-K-O, and okay. I live in Milford Town Green Lane, next door.
Okay. And
my name is Allison Milstein, and I live in Milford Town Green Lane.
Allison, can you spell your last name?
M-I-L-L-S-T-E-I-N.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Margaret Harris. I live in Milford Town Green Lane also.
Okay. And number 12, Mr. Brady.
I'm Mary Olson, and I live at Milford Town Green Lane. Olson is O-L-S-E-N.
Okay. And sir?
Ernst Olson, and I live in Milford Town Green Lane.
And I know there's a gentleman over here. Sir? No?
I didn't raise my hand.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. By entering your appearance, you'll be able to ask questions of the witnesses. And we're going to go in the same order that I just did so. Please, there's a couple rules for the court reporter, and they're very important rules. Two people cannot speak at the same time. Otherwise, she'll never be able to take down what's happening. The other important rule is, please, when you're asking a question, stop, take a breath, and let the person answer the question before you ask another one, because then you're just going to be talking over each other, and no one will understand exactly what the question or the answer is. Seen it happen too many times. Third, if at any time that you have a question that you want to ask and you're not sure whether to ask it, just ask it and we'll rule on it whether it's a pertinent question or not. Okay, so there's no such thing as a silly question. All questions are good questions in conditional use hearings. With that, I'm going to ask Mr. DiDiano that you and Mr. Smith be sworn in and begin your presentation.
You want me to stand up again? Sure.
Sure, raise your right hand, that's fine.
Okay.
Can you state your name again, please?
Bill Smith.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. DiDiano?
Yes, sir.
Can you be sworn in, please?
Yes.
Do you have a camera available? Thank you.
Yes. Can you see me?
Yes, we see you fine.
Okay, do you need to go to a microphone?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he can hear you. If you talk loud, he'll hear you.
Okay. Sir, can you please state your name again?
Carmen DiDiano.
Thank you. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, sir?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. DiDiano. You may proceed with your presentation.
Shauna, can you let me share my screen?
Sure.
Folks, if you can't see, it might be easier to see from this side. If you're right underneath it, it's going to be hard for you to see.
So can everybody see my screen?
You want
to yes.
Okay. So good evening, folks. As I have said, I'm Carmen DiDiano. I'm with MDM Surveyors and Engineers. We're the civil engineers for AutoZone. What you see in front of you is a proposed site plan for the AutoZone development. This is a one-story building, approximately 7,400 square feet. AutoZone is the nation's largest retailer of auto parts. They strictly sell auto parts. They do not do repair. They do not sell tires, they do sell oil, and of course other car accessories to the general public, as well as to other car dealers, repair shops, etc. within the area. This particular piece of property abuts the Dollar General here at the west end of the site, and the AutoZone parcel will be accessed through the existing driveway that services the Dollar General. There is an access easement that allows the AutoZone to use that portion of the Dollar General access on the US 6 and 209. So there is no direct curb cut onto 6 and 209 for the AutoZone. The building itself, as I said, about 7,400 square feet. It'll be equipped with parking for about 50 parking stalls, which is compliant with the requirements for parking for the commercial development. The site is compliant with all planning and zoning requirements such as setbacks, impervious coverage, the parking requirements, etc. You can see here at the back, this is the loading area. Deliveries are taken through the garage door that's located right here at the front of the building. This is the trash enclosure that's screened on three sides with a fence, accessible parking here in the front, and this is the entrance to the store with its front doors on the corner. There is a 25-foot landscape buffer along the northern portion of the property that abuts Milford Town Green. That landscape buffer will be maintained. Some of the existing landscaping will remain, and it will be supplemented with additional evergreens and trees. Utilities are adequate and available for the development. There'll be an on-lot septic system pursuant to the SEO's approval here at the back of the building. Stormwater will be collected through an underground system and then conveyed to the rear of the property where it'll discharge to the current location. I wanted to point out that this is a ground lease on behalf of AutoZone, so the ownership will be retained by the property owner, but AutoZone will be leasing this front portion of the property. That lease area is about 65,000 square foot, about 1.5 acres in size. And again, as I had mentioned, the project is compliant with the set of planning and zoning requirements for the township. AutoZone does not generate a lot of traffic. Their peak hours are usually Saturday mornings. Maybe 50 cars in a peak hour. Their typical driveways are defined by PennDOT as low volume. They do not generate any type of excessive noise, pollution. They use very little water, given the fact that they just have two private use restrooms in the back, typically use about 85 gallons of water a day historically. The lighting that will be proposed is along the perimeter with shields to direct the light into the interior of the parking lot. There'll be landscaping across the front and in various parts of the property to meet the landscape requirements of the township. And the back piece of the existing structures that exist at the rear of that property will be demolished, which is one of the conditions requested and established by the Planning Commission. In addition, the hours for the AutoZone are part of the conditional approval that we hope to secure from the township. Deliveries for AutoZone. AutoZone maintains its own fleet of delivery trucks. That truck typically comes once a week, usually before opening or shortly thereafter. A closing of the crew staff helped to unload the truck, again, as I mentioned, through that garage door you see here in the front.
Mr. DiDino, can you explain what methods AutoZone has for ensuring that the chemicals and liquids and things that are sold are contained in the event of a spillage?
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. As the township knows, we're in the wellhead protection zone. And of course, there is concern that AutoZone sells windshield washer fluid, oil, other chemical additive and solutions. So what AutoZone did is when they designed the building, they created a 4-inch depression in the slab. So if you see here at the doors, these blocks that you see at the doors represent ramps that go down to the floor level of the AutoZone main sales floor area. So essentially there's a 4-foot pit around the entire interior of the AutoZone to contain any spills that might occur from a spill or from a fire. And there are no floor drains inside the AutoZone building. So there is no way for that contaminant to leave the store through any of the openings or through any drains in the floor.
With regard to the parking, could you point out for us where the loading and unloading zone is and whether that interferes with any parking?
Yes, sir. So you can see this dashed box represents the 15 by 75 off-street loading space that is required by code. It's sitting here in this simple driveway. As it sits, it would not impact any of the parking or any of the interior flow within the parking lot. The truck can easily access the drives. As you can see, the drive aisles are a little bit wider than what you might encounter, 29 feet wide, to allow the truck to be able to come in and maneuver back into the space. And then when the time comes to leave, he would go out the same way he came in.
And our engineer has confirmed that those radiuses that are shown on your plan are sufficient. Is that correct?
To my knowledge, yes. We did run a truck turning plan. That's a requirement from AutoZone to ensure that their truck can access the parcel, get in and get out. And as you can see, again, wide drive aisles, 20-foot radii coming across, 25-foot radii over here. So there's plenty of room for the truck to come in. And again, he only comes once a week.
And the access is through the Dollar General parking lot, correct?
Yes, there's a shared access easement that is recorded when the subdivision was first created to create all these lots. And so that is on record. That is this cross-hatched area you see here. This is the existing driveway into the Dollar General. The Dollar General building sits down around here.
And just for purposes of the record, the loading zone is at the rear of the property?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Bob? Mr. DiLorenzo, Supervisor DiLorenzo has some questions.
You got my name right. Could you speak a little bit about the distance behind the building and the buffer zone between Milford Town Green and AutoZone?
Yes, as I had mentioned, there's a 25-foot landscape buffer that's required by zoning. So you can see this dash line, you can see it identified here. So the parking, the trash corral, certainly the building as well with outside of that landscape buffer area. Some of what you see here is the existing shrubbery, existing landscaping, but in addition to that, there'll be additional landscaping that will be provided within that buffer area to provide better screening for the folks up at Milford Town Green.
And can you describe the types of plants that are going to be put in accordance with?
There'll be deciduous trees, there'll be stump evergreen trees within the buffer. Within the area of the main parking lot, there'll be rows of shrubs across the front to shield the headlights from the parking area. There'll be some interior landscaping in some of this larger landscaped area that you see here and across the front adjoining the Dollar General.
Mr. DiDonno, can you describe the stormwater conveyance system for those people that are here?
So we're going to put in a collection and conveyance system, which is basically inlets within the parking lot connected with storm pipes. If we get decent infiltration within the AutoZone lease area, those pipes would be perforated pipe and a stone surcharge bay. But then the main point of stormwater control will be way at the rear of the property where there'll be a retention pond, going to be constructed in the rear corner, the east or northeast corner, which is the lowest part of the site as it stands today. And then that retention pond will pretty much be like the Dollar General, where they have a pond behind the back of their building that they can use for stormwater management.
And do you have, can you share with us that plan so that the folks can see where that is, that portion of the plan?
This is the landscape.
Yeah, no, I just want to see it. That's the landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to see the stormwater plan. Carmen, did you hear me?
Yes. Thanks.
Okay. I know you got
to
find it.
I'm trying to bring up one of the plan sheets.
Yeah.
So I'm accessing my server.
That's fine.
To bring some of that up.
Thank you. I just wanted to be able to see where it's at.
So if I can back up for a second.
Sure.
I wanted to share with everybody the landscaping plan. We had talked a little bit earlier about landscaping, and I know landscaping is an important consideration to the township. So again, as we had talked about, you can see that existing cloud area that represents the existing shrubs and existing landscaping that's there, but then you can also see all the new landscaping, new deciduous trees, some new evergreen trees, and as I talked about, a row across the front for shielding some of the headlights, and then some additional trees throughout the area. You can see some of the tree selections, skyline honey locust, some juniper, pin oaks, and then of course a lot of boxwood across the front to be able to provide a continuous hedge to screen those headlights.
Thank you.
While I may, I'm going to try to bring up the preliminary grading plan that will give you a little bit better understanding of the stormwater. While we're on the subject, again, repeating back the truck turning plan, as you can see, we provided this plan to AutoZone to confirm that the WB62, which is the AutoZone truck, can access the site coming in through Dollar General, getting back to the loading area, and then leaving the same way he came in. So this is the preliminary site utility plan. Mm-hmm. You can see how the building downspouts are collected at the rear, conveyed through the parking lot, through a series of inlets, even a trench drain across the throat so no water leaves the site onto the Dollar General, collected, and then it's about 196 lineal feet of perforated pipe that goes to that rear eastern corner where the retention pond will be. We haven't finalize the design of the retention pond. That will be subject to the infiltration testing we will get at that location as well. This site will be over an acre of disturbance, so it will require an NPDES permit from County Conservation and the DEP, and that will be one of the permits that we will be securing through land development process.
Part of the recommendation from the Planning Commission for approval was that all required federal, state, and local permits and approvals would have to be obtained prior to construction. Is that your understanding?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So in addition to the National Pollutant Discharge Permit that you would have to get, you would also, are there any other permits that you need to receive from the state?
No, we do not need a PennDOT HOP permit as we're not accessing the road. There are no wetlands on the property, so it's not subject to the Army Corps. There is no planning module required, as this will be an on-lot septic system subject to the approval of the SEO. So pretty much other than the NPDES, county planning, of course, will review and give recommendations to the township. But those are the only land development approvals outside of the actual building permit that we're aware of.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, one additional note for the people from Town Green. The existing driveway and parking lot that's right alongside your entrance, that is going to be closed off. That'll no longer exist.
Oh, okay.
He said they're going to be
tweaked. Hmm? Questions from the supervisors before we turn it over to residents?
Tony, were you going to take evidence from them about the, you know, notifications to property owners and the advertisement?
We're going to note that for the record. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like me to do that now?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Just for purposes of the record, Supervisor Hendricks brought up, for purposes of the record, I would note that this matter was advertised twice in the newspaper general circulation, and we have a proof of publication, and also that the individual members of the Milford Town Green community were notified via mail, and I suppose that's why you're all here tonight, correct? Okay. Also, that advertisement, we do have a proof of publication, which I would mark. The plans here and as Exhibit 1, the plans are Exhibit 2. These plans are on file here. If you want to come up and take a look at them, you have the general site plan there. The landscaping plan that was referred to is here, and I believe that there's another plan now shown on there. What is that, Mr. Dodano?
So these are the covered building elevations that were part of the submittal and are part of the record. For those of you that are familiar with AutoZone stores, at the request of the township, AutoZone did a special exterior here, not the normal gray split face and the split block that you normally see on AutoZones. As you can see, a little bit more of a clapboard, Pennsylvania ledge stone, some clapboard, a figure over the canopy over the front doors with some shingling, a little bit more subdued color scheme than what you might normally see at the AutoZone in, say, Matamoros or some of the other surrounding communities. So this is a little bit different than what you might have seen at other AutoZones. And again, at the request of the township, the AutoZone folks put together a much attractive, very attractive building that we think would be a good asset, a good addition to the community.
Thank you, sir. Any questions from the board?
Did you want to go over the narrative that I didn't really hear him go over the narrative that he submitted or submitted as a...
We can do that.
As a matter of record.
If I can find it.
So we had submitted a project narrative with our package, and as we had noted in the narrative, the latest set of plans that you see were prepared to address some of the concerns raised by the Planning Commission as far back as October of 2023. Again, as I had mentioned, the property, which is an existing 3-acre site, will remain as a single piece of property, and the front part will be leased by AutoZone. One of the thoughts was the rear piece may be developed as a restaurant, but as of now, we do not know what the intention of the property owner is with the rear piece. That would be subject, of course, to once again another approval from the township. We do know that, as I mentioned earlier, one of the conditions is that the existing structures on the site will be demolished prior to, I believe it's prior to the vertical construction of the AutoZone building. So naturally, the demolition of the building on the AutoZone lease area has to occur in order to allow the AutoZone to proceed, and the demolition of the building at the rear will also be done at the same time by the AutoZone contractor. As I had mentioned about the development service by an on-site detention pond on lot septic system, we talked a little bit about the measures that AutoZone took to protect the wellhead protection zone, and we talked about the building exterior elevations that were presented and are part of the record.
Mr. Dodano, I'm going to ask you a series of questions regarding the performance standards for non-residential uses, and please listen carefully to my question. The facilities and operations of the principal use will all be done inside the building, is that correct?
That is correct.
The activities at the site, if fire and explosion hazards are at the site, those have been reviewed it by and detailed by the fire company? Have you met with the fire company?
I do not. We have not met with the fire department, no.
So you're going to do that during land development phase?
Yes, sir.
All right. Please understand.
I will point out that the building is non-combustible construction. It is not equipped with a fire suppression system. It's primarily masonry with a steel roof system, so it is not, it does not have fire protection. It doesn't have a sprinkler system with other items required by the state code and the uniform construction code are provided as part of the construction of the building.
Thank you. Will there be excessive noise generated from the facility?
No.
Will there be vibrations, lighting, or glare generated from the facility?
No. As we had mentioned earlier, the site lighting is all directed around on the perimeter, shining in. There are shields that may be required, if we required, on the back of the fixtures to prevent any excessive light going past the property line. And all of the lot lights are cut-off lenses, so there is no protrusion of any bulb or globe.
Will the activity at the site generate smoke?
No.
Will it generate odors?
No.
Will it generate any other form of air pollution, such as vapors, gases, that may be damaging to the health to persons and or animals?
No.
For surface and groundwater protection, you have already developed a contamination plan and provide it to the township?
Correct.
With regard to stormwater management and soil erosion, those are all going to be part of the NPDES permit?
That's correct.
With regard to waste, how is waste disposed of?
So there is an enclosed dumpster with 2 6-yard containers closed on all three sides with gates. The crew will deposit trash, both recyclables and general waste in the dumpster, the garbage collection typically once a week. I do point out that because AutoZone sells oil, they are required by law to recycle oil. So there is a double wall container within the store, inside the store, where customers can bring their excess oil and it can be deposited in that double wall container, and then it is picked up by an outside vendor contracted by AutoZone.
Hey, Carmen, I'd like to add that we actually recycle the cardboard in-house. We send it back to our warehouse in a metal bin. So only normal garbage goes in that dumpster. And we also send back all our metal products. So sometimes people bring back rotors or brake pads, things like that. We'll throw them into a metal container, and those also go back to the warehouse with the truck.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
You're welcome.
With regard to sewage disposal, you've already addressed that, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
You've already addressed parking, loading, and traffic standards?
Correct.
Do you believe that there will be any adverse effect to the neighborhood with regard to your operation of an AutoZone?
No, we do not believe there's any adverse effect to the community.
Will the AutoZone require the township to expend funds and or services for its operation at that location?
No.
In reviewing your application, do you believe that you have provided enough information for adequacy of stormwater and drainage facilities?
Yes.
And you have provided the township with well and sewage disposal letters?
Yes.
With regard to fire lanes, will there be a fire lane at the site?
There is no designated lane at this time. Certainly, given how big the property is, as you can see, there is ample opportunity for the fire trucks to be able to stage and fight the fire. My experience has always been the fireman doesn't want to be too close to the building, but he does want to have the ability to be able to stage his equipment. So here again, there's no parking up against this side of the building.
Okay.